U.S. new vehicle inventory closed December at 2.8 million units, a 4% drop from a year ago and 8% lower than November, reflecting the typical year-end sales push as dealers worked to move older stock before year-end. EV inventory continued its fall, now 103,000 units, down 30% year-over-year and 6% from November. The Chevrolet Equinox now represents the largest share of EV stock, while the Ford Mustang Mach-E hit its lowest volume in several years. At the same time, the average EV list price fell to $53,577, roughly $6,000 less than September, thanks to larger incentives and lower pricing on 2026 models. Hybrids are still going strong, with inventory up 19% from last December. The Honda CR-V remains the top-selling hybrid. Days supply dropped from 86 to 70 days, showing dealers are clearing inventory quickly. Yet the average age of EVs is rising. About 31,000 model year 25 EVs are still on lots, creating room for extra incentives as dealers make space for newer 2026 models. As the industry moves through 2026, watching how supply, demand, and pricing interact will be key as the market tests whether EV demand can stay steady without federal incentives. I'm Steve Giordano with this week's Automotive Minute from S&P Global Mobility.